Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our time local story. We've been reporting all day about the police officer who was shot while answering a call, domestic disturbance this morning. During an update today, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown was asked if there was something different that responding officers would have done.
Well, they were ambushed. This wasn't a matter of police tactics. They were ambushed, clearly. Offender had intentions to harm them. And there's video that we're continuing to look at that confirms that they were ambushed.
Superintendent Brown says they were getting off an elevator when the gunman, a convicted felon, opened fire, hitting one of them. The officer suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was undergoing surgery. The gunman also had a wrist injury. This happened this morning around 8:30 in the 1300 block of West Taylor Street. A holiday weekend means an increase in safety plans for Chicago, as Mayor Lightfoot discussed local efforts at a press conference today.
OEMC this weekend will be closely monitoring real time all special events taking place across our city this weekend, while also ensuring the orderly and safe traffic management around events as a state of readiness for a unified response from law enforcement if that becomes necessary.
And if you're driving this holiday weekend, expect to see more police on the roads. Law enforcement Paul Wapple of the Yellow Light Department of Transportation says state troopers and police have planned extra patrols this weekend.
You're going to see increased safety enforcement efforts, the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign through July 5th, and it's zero tolerance for anyone driving impaired by alcohol, marijuana, or other drugs.
Wapple says 22 people died in traffic crashes in Illinois over Independence Day weekend last year. He says that is the highest total in about 5 years. Expect the unexpected if you're flying this weekend. WBBM's Rob Hart with the story.
DePaul University transportation professor Joe Schwederman says he's been tracking the number of people screened at TSA checkpoints at airports. He says that number has been going up in recent days.
It shows this really big surge that happened about 4 or 5 days ago. So not only is 4th of July going to be busy, as it always is, it's going to be unusually busy, even given the fact it's a popular holiday.
Airlines and airports are rehiring workers in the wake of COVID furloughs, and he says close to pre-pandemic crowds are meeting a smaller workforce and slimmed down airline schedules.
We'll probably be about 94% of pre-pandemic, which is huge in the sense we've been hovering closer to 85, and that's just more people the airlines have handled on any single long weekend.
Rob Hart, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago man pleads guilty to misdemeanor charges of parading and demonstrating or picketing for his role in the insurrection on Capitol Hill. Records show three people, including a former high school classmate, provided information about the man, Anith Zios Ziganilis, to the FBI. Authorities searched video from January 6th and said that they did spot him. Illinois officials want the federal government to locate a new health research agency in the Chicago area. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
The Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, or ARPA-H, received $1 billion in federal funding in March. The president wanted more than $6 billion.
ARPA-H will pursue ideas that break the mold on how we normally support fundamental research and commercial products in this country. Ideas so bold, not even the private sector is willing to sink a lot of money into trying to solve.
Now the new agency needs a home. Members of the Illinois congressional delegation are among those touting the Chicago area, noting, among other things, leading research universities, life sciences companies, and talent. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
It's a historic day in the state. 27,000 Illinois immigrants became eligible for comprehensive health care. State Representative Lisa Hernandez says the expansion is a big step towards equitable access to health care for all.
With this expansion, we are creating a more inclusive state and finally treating Illinois' undocumented immigrants with the dignity and respect they are so much deserve.
The Illinois Health Benefits for Immigrants Adults program opens up coverage to those between ages of 42 and 64, regardless of immigration status. Supporters say the legislation will save lives. Illinois Senators Tabby Duckworth and Dick Durbin say over a quarter of Americans living with a disability need web accessibility. Both senators say the Department of Justice has not provided a public availability report since 2012, leaving many taxpayers in the dark about the progress government agencies are making toward meeting accessibility standards. A nearly month-long strike by 300 heavy equipment operators at Northern Illinois quarries continues, and the effects on road and building construction in the area are growing.
Members of Local 150 of the International Union of Operating Engineers walked off the job on June 7th. Union spokesman Ed Maher says progress has been made in contract talks, but he says management has stalled negotiations.
Any resolution that's going to come to this is going to ultimately come through negotiations, but we can't negotiate by ourselves, and so we've asked the employers to come back and negotiate.
The Chicago Area Aggregate Producers Association, which represents the companies, released a statement claiming it will continue to meet regularly with union negotiators, though the union claims no new talks are scheduled. The strike is limiting supplies needed to make concrete and asphalt, which is increasingly affecting road and building projects during the height of construction season. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
A Northwest Suburban congressman says a number of Asian American candidates in Illinois have had great success this election season.
Indian American Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says Asians are the fastest growing part of the population here, and they're becoming more involved in politics.
I and some other folks decided to, you know, endorse some very capable candidates of Asian descent. And they ended up winning.
Among the Democratic primary winners, Nabila Syed and Kevin Olikal in the Illinois House, along with incumbents Teresa Ma and Janet Yang Rohr. Krishnamoorthy says there could be as many as six Asians in the General Assembly.
I think that the more diverse and the more inclusive any legislative body is, the better it functions, because it better represents the interests of all those who are affected by the law.
Representation matters. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Dozens of Catholic churches may see big changes soon as the Archdiocese of Chicago announces it may consider consolidating a parish or closing altogether.
The changes were all announced in January by the Archdiocese of Chicago. For instance, St. Eugene Church and Our Lady Mother of the Church, both on the northwest side, along with Divine Savior Church in Norridge, become one parish today. Masses will continue at the two city churches, while Divine Savior will be closed by Labor Day. In some cases, it comes down to a dwindling number of Catholic priests. For instance, St. Leonard Church in Berwyn and St. Pius X in Stickney will become one parish with one pastor, while both churches remain open. In other instances, churches are closing now. St. Killian on the south side is one of them. It's being united with St. Margaret of Scotland. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
As the holiday weekend kicks off, Cook County remaining high at COVID community level, health officials encouraging Chicagoans to take advantage of the warm summer weather, enjoy the outdoors where the COVID transmission risk is a bit lower. And the city's Department of Public Health Commissioner advises if you are in any crowded indoor spaces, wear your mask.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.